This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Billionaire Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit aims to reach space for the first time on Sunday by launching a rocket from midair. This latest attempt is key after the rocket's first test launch was aborted last year. If conditions on Sunday hold, the company's 70-foot Launcher One rocket will be dropped from the wing of a modified Boeing 747 at 40,000 feet in the air. The rocket will then ignite its engine to pierce Earth's atmosphere and attempt to deliver 10 small satellites to orbit for NASA. The window for the launch test from Southern California begins on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Virgin executives say high-altitude launches allow satellites to be placed in their intended orbit more efficiently and also minimize weather-related cancellations compared to more traditional rockets launched vertically from a ground pad. Iran urged the United Nations nuclear watchdog to avoid publishing unnecessary details on Tehran's nuclear program, state TV reported on Sunday, a day after Germany, France, and Britain said Tehran has no credible civilian use for its development of uranium metal. The report quoted a statement from Iran's nuclear department that asked the International Atomic Energy Agency to avoid publishing details on Iran's nuclear program that may cause confusion. On Saturday, Germany, France, and Britain pressed Iran to back off its plan to develop uranium metal, a violation of its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The goal of the deal is to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear bomb, something Iran insists it does not want to do. On Thursday, the IAEA said Iran made it aware of their intention to produce uranium metal for an improved type of fuel. This is VOA News. Leading Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny departed from Germany on Sunday to return to Russia, where he faces the threat of arrest after recovering from his poisoning in August with a nerve agent. Navalny said he was very happy as he boarded a plane in Berlin bound for Moscow. It remains to be seen what reception awaits him there. On Thursday, Russia's prison service said that he faces immediate arrest once he returns. Navalny, who has blamed his poisoning on the Kremlin, charged that Russian President Vladimir Putin was now trying to deter him from coming home with new legal motions. The Kremlin has repeatedly denied a role in the opposition leader's poisoning. UN peacekeeping troops say they have retaken control of a city in the Central African Republic captured 2 weeks ago by armed groups waging an offensive against the government. Rebels abandoned their positions in Bangassou, 750 kilometers east of the capital Bangui, and fled the city following an ultimatum on Friday from the UN peacekeeping force known as MINUSCA, according to the force's spokesman late Saturday. Armed groups waging a nationwide offensive captured the city on January 3rd, forcing many residents to flee to the Democratic Republic of Congo. A spokesman for MINUSCA's military component said the UN force intervened to stop attempts at looting overnight Friday to Saturday. Landlocked CAR is one of the world's poorest nations and has seen a string of coups and wars since it gained independence from France in 1960. Indonesia's emergency agency said Sunday that the death toll from Friday's 6.2 magnitude earthquake now stands at 73. The agency said more than 820 people were injured and over 27,800 left their homes after the earthquake. Some sought refuge in the mountains, while others went to cramped evacuation centers. A spokesman for the agency added that police and military officers have been deployed to crack down on looting in several parts of the affected region. An emergency response status intended to help rescue efforts has also been put in place for 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the head of Indonesia's meteorological agency has said that another quake in the region could potentially trigger a tsunami. Straddling the so-called Pacific Ring of Fire, Indonesia is regularly hit by earthquakes. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.